This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Metroplex. This is your home of America's team, Sean and RJ, about to cross again. We did it last year, and we're going to do it again with the game in Atlanta. John Fricke and Hugh Douglas, the 10-year NFL vet, former Eagle as well. So maybe he's still got some of that Cowboy hate. Lane Lewis will give us the signal when it's time to cross with him, and we'll preview the Cowboys and the Falcons Sunday right here on 105.3 The Fan. I thought last year got a little contentious. I can't remember. Let's check.
He was cool. He was very cool. Fricke, I think, he was upset with us.
He was.
No, I wasn't upset with you. Oh. I just don't agree with you.
What about what? About what don't you agree about?
About life.
Life.
Here we go. Here we go.
Wind them up. Let's go.
Here we go. How you guys doing down there in Dallas?
I think we're doing kind of the same as you guys.
No, not really. Let me put this out here before we get started.
Same record.
We got the same record, but we're planning on keeping our coach. We ain't talking about getting rid of our coach.
Okay.
Well, we would be excited to get rid of our own. That's for sure.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference between us.
Okay. But you guys are much more of a disappointment than we are this year.
Damn.
You guys have the all-world offense. Ooh. You got the future Hall of Fame quarterback. Ooh. You got amazing weapons.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Say that again.
That's true.
The future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Without a doubt. One more time. One more time for the people in Atlanta.
Wait, people in Atlanta want to get rid of him?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, I just want you to confirm that.
Future Hall of Fame.
I think he's in the same level as Rivers, Roethlisberger. I put him a tiny bit behind, but those other guys are going in. He's better than Eli Manning, the biggest gift that the Hall of Fame will ever see.
When he gets a defense on the other side, he's shown that he can take you places.
Yeah, I think he's Ryan Romo, I guess that could turn into a fight.
Oh, for God's sakes, are you kidding me?
Oh, God, here we go, Fricke.
For the benefit of the audience in Atlanta, 92.9 The Game, this is 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Sean Sharif and RG Choppy.
Yeah, Sean Sharif.
We call him the sheriff, though.
I know.
We call him the sheriff,
my parents.
We do call him the sheriff.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my parents' fault.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, Fricke.
I don't mind. What, you think that's never happened in my life? Come on.
That's bright truth.
Well, I was just telling you what the real name was. I'm not getting ticked about it. I'm just correcting you.
Could have changed it at some point, you know. But
oh, yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'm just
saying, all right. I'm curious, RJ, I'm curious, you guys. Have you learned to block since the game last year?
Ooh.
Well, we learned to put our starting left tackle back in. That was the key.
You guys don't have Adrian Claiborne. You don't have all-world Adrian Claiborne anymore. So what are you going to do?
Well, you made him look all-world.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, then Chaz Green is now gone. Rest in peace. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Byron Bell.
But you definitely don't have any defense left over now. I mean, you guys are horrific on defense. Isn't that true? Or is Deion Jones going to come and save everything?
We got Bruce Irvin.
Well, congrats. He's been there for 4 days, I think, maybe.
He's been here 6 days.
I bet he loves it. I bet he's buying in 100%.
How bad?
200%.
How bad is the defense, Hugh? And is it like Zeke Elliott is really our weapon, and then Amari Cooper, and that's basically it?
I mean, listen, I'm a realist. I'm being honest. Nick Chubb had a hell of a game last week.
Yeah.
Ezekiel is a different animal. He looks like an Ewok. He's a different Ewok. He looks like an Ewok. Just wanted to put that out there. I'm pretty sure that I am not the first person to say that. I love Zeke. He's a Ohio State kid, but he's a different animal. He's a beast. That is going to be a tough matchup. But this defense has stepped up to the plate. I'm sure you've heard of Adrian Peterson. You've heard of Saquon Barkley.
We have.
Shut both of those guys down. Shut them down.
Adrian's like 40, though.
But it still counts.
He's your age, Hugh. Come on now.
That ain't right.
He was balling
before he came into that game against the Falcons. So ha. Ain't nobody scared. Ain't nobody scared of Zeke Elliott.
I really like Hugh with the manufactured enthusiasm.
What do you mean? This isn't manufactured.
You think he likes the Cowboys? You?
No, not that he likes the Cowboys, but he's overhyping Atlanta here a little bit.
I am not overhyping.
It's good. I like it.
I'm representing.
You are ever. That's a great way to say it.
You are the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm a pick anybody over you guys any day.
Did you hate the Cowboys while you were playing for Filthy? We just went back and forth with this Angelo Cataldi and all these meatballs in Philly.
Wait a minute. Hold up. We ain't got to talk about that game last week. We're not in Philadelphia. We're in Atlanta right now.
Okay.
So we ain't even got to mention that. We ain't even got to talk about that.
See? He's representing again.
He's representing
again. Totally shedding the color green for the hometown listeners. That's good.
I'm just saying. We don't need to talk about the past. We're talking about this game coming up. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, so you don't want to talk about Cleveland, I guess, either.
Not really. Okay. Not really.
So, by the way, what did happen there?
Yeah. What did happen?
You got to ask John Fricky.
What happened, John?
I don't know. Ask John.
John Fricky, are you there?
Frick.
This is Shan asking Frick.
I got nothing, Shan. There, I got nothing.
Cleveland's a good team, man.
Oh,
good team.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
They just fired their coach.
Let me finish. In my defense, they've been drafted in the first round for the last, like, the first top five for the last 6 or 7 years.
And missing.
They got a quarterback now. Baker Mayfield has more touchdowns than Dak Prescott. How about that? I don't know if that's true, but I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
He had 10 last week, and he threw a couple last week, and Dak only has 11.
92.9 The Game, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, both live on each other's morning shows in Dallas and Atlanta. You know, it is interesting. Now, look, we can't talk here because we don't really have much of a Super Bowl win here. We've been twice, but we don't have a title.
And y'all
have
been
title.
To the playoffs.
Well, but, you know, I mean, it is interesting that Dallas is. I mean, anybody that wants to go back and review the last Dallas Super Bowl has to do it on VHS. You know, it's been a while. Heck, your last playoff win might be VHS.
That is true.
Are you guys proud of
We do have a tape that you can go watch for the last
Are
Super
you
Bowl.
Guys proud of getting there and like blowing the biggest lead in history?
No.
That is still listen, that ain't
no,
fair.
No.
That ain't you ain't gotta go there. At least we went.
Okay.
Y'all ain't
well, congrats.
And we, y'all they, ain't win. You guys when last time y'all went?
Y'all got participation trophies in the studio for it?
That's what they're giving away kids now to the kids nowadays. This is about the kids. It's about the effort.
We start calling y'all the Millennial Falcons.
Oh,
wow, that's good. That's a good Star Wars reference, Roy. I like
it. Best thing you guys have ever said on your show.
I can't lie. That was pretty
good. That's solid.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
So are you guys for real? Because we are the definition of inconsistent. Not our radio show. We're amazing. But the team is so inconsistent. Do you guys, is it the same thing? You have no idea what Falcons are going to show up? Or the home ones, you do know. You know what's going to happen at home.
No, not even then.
You know what? This is a bad trash-talking session. I just figured that out because it's like we really can't talk trash because, you know what, to your point, you're right. It's one of those games where you look at the game coming up and you look at the person and you're like, well, I know they can beat the Dallas Cowboys because they beat them before, but will they?
Let's talk about Luka Doncic and Trae Young then. All right, what trade would you go back and make? Would you guys swap out? I don't think you would, but you have a ton of wideouts.
Yeah.
We chose Van Der Esch over Ridley. Uh-huh. A lot of fans not happy about it.
Right.
But Van Der Esch is playing fantastic.
Just I like him. He's
I'd probably go
player.
Back and make the Herschel trade again. How about that?
Would you trade Ridley for Van Der Esch today, and would you trade Trae Young for Doncic? And I hope you obviously answered the second one yes.
No, because if the Hawks end up with Zion, you're going to have a three that's better than Doncic, and you're going to have a true point.
Oh,
no,
so it's all based upon getting Zion. That
well,
doesn't
yeah,
mean,
I mean, look at the Hawks.
John has
but you're not
going
to get Zion. Yeah. Zion's going to go in the top five. We're top five protected.
What do you think the Hawks are?
But you're going to get on your own pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for both of you guys in Dallas here. I'm going to be hosting a cook-off before the game on Sunday, okay, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. There are two celebrity chefs that are going to be out there, okay? Mm-hmm. One's from a restaurant called Kaima here in Atlanta, which is fabulous. And there's a Dallas chef. His name is, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, John Tessar or Tessar.
Oh, yeah. He's a psycho
Knife.
Chef.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
At a restaurant called Knife. Is Knife any good?
Yeah, it's an awesome steakhouse. Not as good as Nick and Sam's here where all the celebrities go. But, yeah, this guy, look him up. He's like the crazy psycho chef
Not
in the
like
country.
Salt Bae, is he? That guy's terrible.
Wait, do I have to worry about him around knives? I mean, I have to stay clear here?
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's got skills.
I'd bring a machete if I were you.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
What do you guys know for food-wise? We're looking forward to our trip for the Super Bowl.
Bingo. Scout it out for us.
Well,
scout it out for us.
To visit, because the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you ain't going to be in it either, you.
We got a better chance than you do.
Excuse me. We're hosting.
Dude, we'll be going down Piedmont with you guys Super Bowl week.
No, I'll tell you where the best place to go. And me and my man Daryl, it's called Magic City. They have some of the best fish plates and french fries in the city.
Stop. What is it, RJ?
No, seriously.
It's one of those joints.
Magic City. Magic City. I heard Atlanta has
Magic City's kind of gold clubby.
Okay.
Yeah, or Follies. They got some great fish plates. And we get a fish plate and some fries.
Okay.
Magic City don't have windows.
Kind of like Onyx here in
Dallas. Magic City's one of those places that don't have windows.
We don't have a Whataburger, I will tell you that. There's no Whataburger.
That's right. Okay. Y'all know nothing about that Whataburger ketchup, do you?
I like Whataburger. I'm the only one here that likes Whataburger.
No, I love it.
It's a great spot. They got some big old burgers too. I like them burgers.
What is your prediction for what's going to happen Sunday, guys?
I think the Falcons are going to win. If we could keep this is it. You got to keep Ezekiel Elliott to under 100 yards. I saw during the reports that your defense is a little banged up. Got to take advantage of that. Got to take advantage of that defense. Got to keep Ezekiel under 100 yards and keep Matt Ryan upright and try to get going faster. Because last week, I think they were a little sluggish. Get going faster, we win the game.
Okay.
Hugh, over under 48.5 points.
Over. See, you know what? I don't know, man, because I thought the point score total was going to be a lot different than it was last week.
What are you guys saying over there? What are they saying in Dallas?
This is different.
I'm thinking under. I don't know if we can score 30 points.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're dead in the water.
Yeah, we're all very fearful
you just said,
of the
John,
Cowboys.
You didn't know what was going to happen at home or away?
Well, no, I mean, I just generally think that I don't know if they're going to win. Look,
the Cowboys have a good defense. Not like you guys are terrible, but the Cowboys have
Randy
really
Gregory
good defense.
Scares me. I know. I got you.
You can go look at all the other players. We got basic shutdown corner Byron Jones.
We got Julio Jones.
We got Julio Jones. Byron.
We got the better of the two Joneses, though. We got the better of the two.
Does Julio still know where the end zone is?
Yeah. Byron catches more passes in the end zone than Julio does.
Julio's going for 2,000 yards though this year.
That was my
prediction.
Scoring back to back games.
Yes.
Mm. Cookies again. Another participation trophy. Put it in. Send it over to. But Fricky, what's going to happen?
Oh well, you know what I think is going to happen. I think you guys are going to get worked.
Okay. Beat down. Blowout.
Yeah.
I don't know about work now.
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Work.
We're the number six defense in the league.
I don't know about work now. But what does that mean? Baltimore's the number one defense in the league. What's their record? The same as everybody else's.
Yeah, but
4-5. That's terrible.
Okay, so just being a good defense doesn't mean anything.
Not this year.
Okay.
Yeah, not this year.
That's true. I got you. I get it.
But I don't know about work. I think it's gonna be a tightly contested game. Because there's some talk that Dak is probably going to – they're going to try to move Dak around a little bit as far as, like, let him be a little bit more mobile.
Well, they need to.
They need to.
We demand it, and it seems like every other game they go away from it.
What do you guys think of Dak Prescott?
I think Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Dak Prescott.
Agree. Okay.
Well, Baker's the
number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Let's move on from that.
Okay, fine. But he's the quarterback of America's team.
Yeah.
And you know, you guys always overinflate everything that you do. So that's what that is, and that's why I said it, because y'all thought he was the world. That's why y'all got rid of Tony Romo.
Mm.
Now,
well, Tony Romo was handicapped.
Yep.
His body would have exploded with another hit. But,
and y'all need it.
I have one final question, because I know we're running out of time, but I want to ask the guys in Dallas. Who are you more sick of talking, Jerry Jones or Jason Witten?
I was about to think, good job, Fricky. Good job.
That's a good question.
Well, it's not Jerry. He's on our show every week. Witten has not been good in the broadcast booth.
I think he's terrific. He might be the best analyst.
Yeah, that's because you're a volunteer. But no,
that's
man.
Right. Go Vols, baby.
It's very generic.
All your UT alums in the ATL.
Witt, Boog, and Tess have all had a tough go.
What Falcons are in the broadcast booth?
Tony Gonzalez on the set.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Barely a Falcon.
Yeah. So
barely a Falcon. What are you talking about?
Technically, he's a chief.
That was a troll. But look, guys, let's party in Atlanta.
Yeah.
We can drink our miseries away when we both miss the postseason. because you're going to miss it too.
Celebrate our top 10 picks. Well, y'all's top 10 pick and our second round pick.
We're not subscribing to that.
And we'll have a fish platter, Hugh. We'll go out. Fish platters on us. Extra tartar sauce.
Oh, jeez. That's aggressive right there.
I caught that, by the way.
Good.
I caught that.
Good. Yeah. All right, boys. Enjoy the game. It was fun as always.
My hands are clammy right now.
Get the freak out of here.
Get the freak out of here, Frank.
Freak out of here.
Freaking Frank. Freaking Frank.
There it is.
Pop them up, though, Lane. Pop them up and let us hear what they're saying now. Yeah. Let's hear what they're saying now. What are they saying about us now? You still
really
got
them? Wasn't no heat in the trash talk.
Man, we ain't worried about y'all.
Our teams are kind of in the same spot.
Yeah, we are in the same spot.
They know. Hugh knows that he's worried.
He's worried.
But he's got to do the homer thing, you know?
He petrified.
He's very smart, though. He's like, let's not acknowledge Philly. Don't look at me as a Jet. That's smart. That's good, you know? So there it is. Fun with those guys going back and forth. I would party with you.
With me? Of course you'd party with me.
Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh.
Because you said Atlanta is like us East.
Atlanta
DFW
and,
East?
And downtown Dallas. Like, not downtown, but like
our downtown's
Dallas.
Not that good.
No, their downtown's great. Everything for them is downtown. But like Atlanta and Dallas, not DFW, Dallas, is the same city.
Okay.
It's exactly the same city.
I like
you
that.
You got an uptown spot a little bit north of town.
Ooh.
It's the same place.
Coming up next.
So their traffic is a little bit better because they got a subway.
Okay.
A little bit better.
But I heard the strip clubs were good.
Yeah. Apparently they are. I haven't been down there.
Ah, here we go now.
You've
never been to a strip club in Atlanta?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Mm-mm. I'll get the truth in the commercial break.
That is the truth. That is the truth. I haven't been to one in Atlanta.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.